Damn it, Carl.
It's a good try.
Every week, week in and week out, we just can't get that one right.
I think it was Snowmageddon.
Possibly. We'll talk about what Carl was doing right up to when the show started. But anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is BS from a Basement. It's brought to you by Get Some Sports 13 for the best in local high school athletics. Intercollegiate volleyball and club volleyball on YouTube, Spotify, Audible, Pandora, Apple, and Amazon.
And Rite of Center Brewery, brewed with humility, locally brewed and packaged in Lakeville, Illinois. Try one of those bad, bad boys today. You won't be disappointed.
And don't forget 25% off at manlybands.com using promo code GetSomeSports13 at checkout.
Yes. How's everybody doing on this snowy February day in Chicagoland?
It was a treacherous walk over here in the two inches of snow we got today.
Yes, once again, they
overcalled it.
Overcalled it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so I was saying, Carl, we sent him out with the Get Some Sports 13 snow thrower earlier this afternoon.
How'd that go?
We were surprised it started. It's been about 15 months since we fired that bad boy up.
No.
Purred like a kitten on the second pole.
I bet you put high octane gas in it.
Well, he goes 89. Not premium, but 89.
Yeah, middle of the road. But
yeah, and he was out doing the sidewalk between the studio and Jamie's house and the walkway. And then, of course, you know, Pat and Darna across the street waved him down. And who else lives over there? It's Pat, Darna, and Rose, and Aiden, their house. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
People can't get enough snow action on their snowmobiles and play in the snow. Don't own a shovel.
None.
Never do their driveway.
Zero. Zero shovel.
Never seen the driveway done.
Ever. Like it.
What a disgrace.
So Carl, out of the goodness of his heart, had a couple minutes, went across the way, did their driveway. He knocked on the door after to just let him know he was done and was leaving and could use a cup of hot cocoa, and the blinds got pulled shut.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Maybe
Darna did it. Or is it Darna or Doran?
Either one.
Doran. I know it's a Scandinavian name. Very Viking-esque name.
You darn a sock and you open a Doran.
Yeah. Dorna. Doran.
We have extra shovels. I can lean one on their house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he won't use it. He only plays in the snow. Very low work ethic around the home front.
Yeah.
I hand shoveled today for a while.
Oh, nice.
Got some workout in.
Best hat there. Best hat ever. That's right, Wanda.
That is the best hat ever.
Yes.
All right. Hey, my toast. Let's get this party started.
Yes.
What are we drinking, Bri?
We are drinking a...
Louis Martini.
Cabernet Sauvignon Sonoma, which... is the less expensive of the two, but arguably the tastier one.
I agree. I think it is the better one.
That was a. I was congratulating you. I was calling you out.
You were calling me out when you said the less expensive of the two.
Yeah, but the better tasting
by far.
But the better tasting.
Well, I brought a can of wine today just to get on Brian's good side.
Yes, yay, rosé.
Yes, way rosé, Brian. Rosé all day.
Once I bet that's not good.
It probably isn't.
Is that why you brought the backup beer?
Well, that's why not open.
Once you've had a Yes Way Rosé, you never have a Yes Way Rosé again.
They sell them in one packs. It's weird. All right, here's the toast. Ready? Here's to alcohol. Dinosaurs didn't have alcohol, and how did that work out? Clinky, drinky. That is a good Cabernet.
JD.
Yes, sir.
48 hours to JT.
Can't wait. Bringing sexy back.
Bringing it back.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Let's hope he shows. Maybe this 1.5 inch of snow he can't get here.
Mm. Well, and more's coming on Friday.
Oh.
But as long as they get the sound system in tomorrow, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. We'll see. He might get a sore throat.
He has
cough.
Been
Who
very
knows?
Flaky. Very flaky.
They might mistake his driving in the snow for another DUI. Who knows? Who knows what will happen to that guy?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hey, Pete. Sans chaps. Do what you will with
he
that
actually
information.
Has no pants on whatsoever.
Do what you will with that information.
All right, listen, here's my cue to do the business. All right, if you want to call and talk to us, we would love to have you do that. If you know my phone number, give that a ring-a-ling-all. If you don't and you still want to talk to us, and that would mean we probably don't know you, that's okay. Friend us on Snapchat at GetSomeSports13, and you can use the call-in feature on Snapchat, and we will be happy to talk to you. If you're more of a typist, as some of our viewers tonight have already shown you, type some comments into the YouTube comments box, and Carl will bring them into the studio, and we'll bring them up on the screen for you. Did I miss anything?
Not at all.
You got it all. Did you take a picture?
I did. Okay. I don't know if I posted or not, posted it or not, but I did take a picture. All right, I just want to give a high cap review of what we've accomplished during this NFL season. We had a 3-strikes-and-you're-out pick'em that lasted 4 weeks. Maybe next year we let people pick from the same game. We still would have had as many people eliminated. So that didn't go very good. And then we said we had our Super Bowl predictions last week, and we're going to now follow up on those. So here's what I have to report. We were 3 for 5. That's a 60% hit rate. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
So Brian had Eagles with the... Oh, he had Eagle. Actually, we were 4 out of 6. He had the over and the Eagles to cover. You hit on both of those.
Nice.
Let's do it right.
Thank you.
Jamie had the Chiefs to win by a touchdown.
Wow.
Kyle had the Chiefs to win by 3. But also had Eagles scoring first and Eagles ahead at halftime.
You know what? It was a nail biter at halftime.
What a colossal, colossal disappointment. I think, all right, if you're vested in the game, it's one thing, right? But every year people just want, just give me a good game.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that give me a fun a to watch one. Game. That was a total and utter shellacking by the Eagles.
I agree. I get I bigger games. I'm sometimes excited when I don't have a horse in the race, because I can just enjoy the game for what it is. And I don't care if it's a defensive battle or an offensive battle. But yeah, it was actually over in the first quarter, basically, and at halftime for sure. But
do you think that the officiating swung too far from the other side of the Chiefs getting the benefit of the doubt?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with that.
I don't think it affected the outcome, but when you see Mahomes take like 2 fists to the face, that's a foul every day of the week.
Some people say he was minivan.
Yes, some people do say that. But when like early in the game, when they called
five in the face
offensive pass interference on the Eagles, I'm like, oh boy, if we're never going to hear the end of that one. But that was the only call that I felt like kind of went Kansas City's way.
It is, to your point, the one play, and I'm always amazed when the quarterback is in the pocket and there's at least 3 sets of eyes on him.
Yes.
How they missed the blows to the head.
Yes.
Because that should have been obviously that was a personal foul, should have kept.
Would have kept the drive alive, 15-yard penalty.
But ultimately, it didn't mean anything to the game. But yeah, he got, the slow motion really showed his.
Yeah, it was, pretty high up on the face mask and kind of bent him backwards. Yeah. All right, anyway, we don't have to complain about
again,
that. We can move on from that. Let's get on. Let's get on into it. And you know who leads off the show every week? It's our friend JD.
Moving along to birthdays and national thing of the day.
Love it.
Don't forget to play at home.
Don't forget to play at home. All right.
Yeah, you can text in your guesses.
You can. You can play along.
Maybe Brian and I will slow walk it. I'll slow walk it because I never get them right anyway.
I don't think Brian has the ability to slow walk it. There's verbal diarrhea over there. All right. First one. Alive.
Love it.
February 11th birthday. Okay. She's an actor, director, and producer. Her first feature film was in the movie Leprechaun in 1993.
Wow. I haven't seen that, but I can't think of anybody popular that's in that.
She's been in many high-profile romances, but unfortunately, most have ended up dead in company.
Oh!
Or, but they still remain friendly, as they would never pit themselves against her or throw her under the bus.
Jennifer Aniston.
Got it.
Very nice.
I love that clue.
Thanks.
That is so cute.
She was in The Leprechaun?
That was her first movie.
So that is, I've seen that movie.
That's a rough start.
I've seen Back to Da Hood, yeah. Leprechaun.
Was that part of the words from Kendrick Lamar? I couldn't make any of that out. Maybe we can talk about that.
We can talk about that, yeah. But let's not throw the segment off the rails. How do we get from Jennifer Aniston to Kendrick Lamar?
I don't know. They not like us? Like, what's happening over here?
Well, that word.
Minor.
She's 56 years old.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to her.
Still looking good.
She does, but her
not
face.
Not close up lately.
Her face took a big turn about 20 years ago and has never really been the same.
Ooh, Peoria Pete had the same guess that Jason did when we practiced this at home.
Let me give Peoria Pete something proper.
Did she get? I always thought she did not get work done.
Oh, my God.
I don't think she did early on, but if you see her recently since she's been on that morning show, she looks kind of rough up close.
She looks like a train wreck.
Skeletor.
Yeah. But at the end of Friends, Jennifer had some stuff done with the old lips.
For a while,
it looked like she had a dip in her lower lip, like a tobacco plug.
Oh, my gosh.
And she for sure got her nose done before Friends.
Yeah.
If you look at early, so...
Yeah, but it's not good now. Now we've got like the cheek implants and we're just trying to hold it all together. Yep. We've talked about this before. What happens when the physical features fade? For those of us that never had them, we don't have to worry about that.
<That's right. laughs>
One
not
less
a concern.
Thing to worry about.
All right. Second
good job,
one.
Kyle.
Thank
good
you, buddy.
Job. Did you ding ding yourself?
I did. It was a little quiet. I can give myself another one.
There you go.
That feels good.
All right. Second one. Not alive.
Oh.
Birthday is today.
Today is the 12th.
Yes. Born in Kentucky.
Jim Beam.
Nope. Was a lawyer.
Oh, John Grissom.
Nope.
He's not dead.
Not dead.
Damn it.
Died at the age of 56 and would have been 216 years old today.
Abraham Lincoln.
Boy.
Nice, Brian. You got it.
Yes. Wow. I thought he was from Illinois.
He lived in Illinois starting in 1930, but that's not where he was born.
That really threw me off. 18. And you know what I didn't appreciate enough about the Jennifer Aniston thing?
What's
is
that?
The Dead and Company reference, which was a John Mayer reference.
It was.
That's tough. That is tough.
And Justin Theroux, they don't throw her under the bus.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. I thought it was Theroux a good Marshall.
That was solid, Jamie.
So those are our birthdays.
Love it.
Man.
All right. And then moving on to our thing of the day.
I do want to let you know, after that first week, I've been very, very careful when I'm doing my news work not to stumble across any birthdays
Close
at
your
all.
Eyes.
You know, the funny thing is I subscribe to something on Facebook that tells me a lot of them. I read three of them before we came down here. Can't remember one of them that I read.
Well,
so it doesn't do me any good.
Blank it out. All right. First national day. It is National Lost Penny Day.
Lost Penny?
Oh. Penny. Yes. Like not Penny the person, like Penny the coin.
Yes. We're going to hear about that at another point in the show.
Very apropos.
It is. And as everyone knows, Abraham Lincoln is on the penny.
Oh, it all comes together.
Yep. The first penny was designed and minted in 17, I think that says 87, but these red glasses make it a little tough to see.
Yeah.
But it was redesigned to put him on the penny in 1909, which was to celebrate his 100th birthday.
Ah.
Penny for your thoughts.
Now, I have a question for you two.
Yes.
The way that they said that you can celebrate National Lost Penny Day is have a competition in your house, just set everyone free, and see who can find the most lost change. I don't think
hiding any change.
Correct. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Can I go back to my grandmother's house?
Yes.
50 years ago.
So that's what I read.
Yeah,
and I don't
know if you'd find any.
No, because people don't walk home with just like jangling pockets anymore.
No. Now, can I ask a related question?
Yeah.
First of all, probably one of the greatest presidents of the in the history of the United States put on the least valuable piece of monetary apparatus. That's unfortunate. Got to tell you, I thought he was on the nickel.
Jefferson.
Who is on the nickel?
Jefferson.
Would you know all of these if I went through them? Because I was looking at them today trying to prove myself that Lincoln wasn't on the nickel. And I'm looking at a dime. I'm like, who the hell is that? And then, you know, I know a quarter, of course. But I think Lincoln got a bad deal.
Well, for proof, I brought you both your own Lincoln pennies.
Let's hide them.
They're not even shiny. You couldn't
One
shine
of them
these
is shiny.
Up.
One of them's shiny.
Oh, boy. I used to be able to tell you what year that was. No chance.
Mine got bit or something.
Yeah. Ross Perot's on mine, is, I think.
Thank you.
Those were the results.
Too bad
of
it
the...
was at National Gold Bullion Day,
Holy
Kyle.
Holy crap. Does that say 1906?
It would have an Indian.
Well,
and a,
maybe.
It would have a like an Indian head on the back.
No, because in 1909
head.
Is when
See if you can read that. I can't read it.
I can't read it in these for sure. Nope, I can't see it.
Yeah. Well, I think this one's actually worth $1,000.
Well, we'll be soon.
Well, okay. So you guys can tonight, when like round up the family, look for some loose change and celebrate National Lost Penny Day. And always remember, every penny counts.
That's correct.
It does.
And a door prize is if you find lost Apple charger cords in the sofa.
That's more likely.
Yes.
You know, Uncle Ted always had a saying. He said, you know what? That person looks like a penny waiting for change.
And just to clarify, Uncle Ted is still with us.
Yes.
Still alive.
Yes.
And then the second one, it's not specific to the day. It's for the week. It is Pickle Time Week, which is celebrated the second week in February.
The game or the food?
The food. Its purpose is to appreciate and recognize the value of a pickle.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ways you can celebrate have pickle-themed games like pickle toss.
Oh.
Pickle
eating contest. Ooh. Some
Brian.
National favorites, hide the pickle.
You're good at that one.
Tickle the pickle.
Also.
So many choices.
Excel, yes.
And fun fact, I once was a pickle plant controller in my past.
You know what?
What the hell does
career.
That mean? Pickle point controller?
Pickle plant controller.
Oh, pickle plant.
Those
well,
games,
who hasn't done that job?
Those games sound like recess at my all-boys high school.
Time to go home, find some loose change, and play tickle the pickle, Brian.
That happened also to be a Catholic high school, just out of curiosity.
That is.
Oh, boy. We're off to a good start. All right. That's enough of that. Jamie, that is an outstanding segment we've added.
And
we appreciate
it.
You taking it by the horns.
And I love how there's like a common thematic presence. And there's, there's something going
Link it
on.
Together.
Yeah. It's time. So we settled up on our NFL wagers. Now we got to settle up on Live Golf Riyadh. On this one, not a big hit rate. We were one for six, which is a 17% hit rate. All right, let's go through them.
I tell you what, I almost was 1.5.
Well, almost.
So what does Ricky Bobby
Horseshoes say? And hand grenades, Bray.
Ricky Bobby says, if you're not first, you're last.
That's right. All right, so Brian picked John Rahm to win the tournament. That is incorrect. Adrian Marok, the Polish prince, wins the tournament.
He won by a stroke or two?
Two strokes, I believe. He had a three-stroke lead, lost it entirely, and came back. Really, it was pretty compelling round of golf. Brian also picked Legion 13 to win the team portion. That was a correct
Good
guess.
Choice.
Jamie went with the team, the Fireballs. Fireballs came in fifth.
That was a top five finish, though.
By the way, John Rahm did come in second. I should have mentioned that. Yeah. Sergio was Jamie's winner. Sergio did come in sixth, though. Top 10.
It's all right.
I went with the Range Goats. But I'll tell you what, they came in second, and that's pretty good for the Goats. I also went Cam Smith, who decided he couldn't putt this week. Finished 25th.
Wasn't it second by like 11 strokes, though?
Say that again?
Wasn't it second place?
Oh, yeah. The team was an absolute annihilation. Yeah, the boys from Legion 13 went low. All right, so now don't blink because we got Live Golf Adelaide, Australia coming up. Starts tomorrow night, Chicago time, 8:15 p.m. tee off.
Perfect.
Prime time.
Are the guys in an oxygen tent now from all this golf they're playing?
So what I need is a winner and a winning team. Brian, give it to me.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to sound lazy, but I'm going the same. That team,
Rom and Legion 13.
That Legion 13 looks stacked once they're going to this foursome counts.
Yeah, every player counts every day. And that new guy they got that everybody at Blueberry River made fun of is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jamie, what do you got?
All right, after I got swept and everything this week, I reached out to a consultant named Natalia to help get some picks this week.
Oh, so you're going Range Goats.
Well, no, we couldn't because they're hot pink and someone else picked them. But we are going with the Smash for the team.
Oh, Smash
DeChambeau.
No, that's Kopka.
What did I say?
DeChambeau
is
Crusher.
Oh, Crushers. Yes, Crushers.
And Tyrell Hatton.
Ooh, I like that pick.
Yeah, so there we go. Those look out. Look out for those ones.
So I'm going to stop screwing around this week, and I'm going to go, this is in Australia, Cam Smith. And I'm going to go Range Goats.
Cam wasn't real happy with the golf course conditions either last week, was he? Well,
was he had a problem with them? He could not putt. Man. He had a four putt. He's probably one of the best putters in any tour, and he had a four putt. But he
happens to the best of us.
He's going to win this week. It's going to be fantastic.
You guys going to switch it up next week, or are we just going to keep riding these out?
I think we'll have to have a mandatory switch next week, but not yet.
Not yet.
And just so you know, I know that Cam's team, Ripper GC, won last year. I couldn't tell you who won individual at Adelaide, but it's like they get like 40,000 people a day. It's a madhouse and everybody's just obliterated drunk. It's so fun.
Is it like the waste management?
It's actually kind of the waste management on steroids a little bit.
Are they drinking a lot of Foster's?
I think so. The oil cans.
Australian for beer?
Yeah.
All right. Our buddy Brian, for those of you that don't know, is a connoisseur of the news. He watches the TV at night. He takes it in the written form. He's even been known to walk the beat to pick up the best stories of the week. He brings them to us in a little segment we call Brian's Riff.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle.
Yes, you're welcome.
So I want to tell you, there's a little bit of, what was it, 1909. You brought up 1909.
Yep.
That was Lincoln's 100th birthday.
Correct.
Well, my first image, if Carl can drop that in.
Sure you can, Carl.
So.
I'm laughing because he was asleep.
Oh, Carl.
There you go.
Yeah,
he's tired from all the snow blowing of Pat and Doran's house.
Valentine's Day is coming up, men. You got two shopping days left.
Two shopping days till the big one.
Not even really, like one.
And what this is, so Valentine's Day is coming up, and they call that a Hallmark holiday, right? Because it's manufactured, and it celebrates romantic love. And the reason I brought up 1909 is this image I have is of a card, like a Hallmark card from 1909.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. Anyway, the reason I bring this up, because I don't really care about Valentine's Day.
Is that a Rembrandt?
It's Picasso. There's been a fair amount of articles and lots of ads about two made-up days.
Mm-hmm.
Galentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Which is an all-female occasion, which was made up by Parks and Recreation, the television show.
Yeah, yeah.
It celebrates women's empowerment. There's also Palentine's Day. Both are observed on the 13th. Now, this is a gender-neutral version of Galentine's Day,
yeah,
Kyle.
Just your buddies.
Yeah, so apparently some men and non-binary people were upset that they couldn't participate in Galentine's Day, so they wanted their own day.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Now, I can tell you this, and I think I speak for Kyle. We're okay without Valentine's Day.
I feel like if you're worried about not being invited to Valentine's Day, you probably could go to Valentine's Day if you really wanted.
Yeah. So this one celebrates friendships. It's more of a singles thing.
Okay.
All I'm saying is the three versions are all a marketing ploy. Someone's making money off this crap and it ain't me.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's costing
just you money.
Not
creative enough.
All right, moving on.
All right.
So we all know about the flurry of executive orders that President Trump has signed since he took office. Carl.
Hold on. Here we go.
All right. But a lot of people are saying, in fact, many people are telling him that the most important executive order was signed this past Monday to review federal purchasing policies that restrict plastic straws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is banning federal use of paper straws.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. This is probably the one and only I got behind. I hate paper straws.
They're
disgusting.
Worst. I don't disagree with that.
I'm all on board for this one.
And the reason he's banning the use of them, saying they don't work.
Well, it's true. Quote,
they don't. They disintegrate.
And they don't last very long.
Do they cover those in wax? And if they don't, why can't they cover them? Because they literally do just fall apart.
They're like, if you want to drink anything for longer than 3 minutes, yeah, they're not going to do it for
yeah
you.
Yeah, when they sink yeah one of those into my venti caramel macchiato, it's no good.
No,
yeah,
thank you.
And I'm with you. I don't disagree with that one at all. However, when told that plastic straws have been blamed for polluting oceans and harming marine life, he said, I think it's okay to keep using them.
That's science.
I don't think the plastic is going to affect the shark very much as they're munching their way through the ocean.
Wow.
His quote.
Munching.
Munching.
And we're going to get little filtered helmets for the sea turtles.
Here's my question. Apparently there's been 97 executive orders. When's he getting around to the price of eggs? You a Sheryl Crow fan, JD?
I couldn't name a song. I know who she is.
All right. How about you,
Kyle? Oh, yeah. She's a pretty lady, too.
Yes.
Back in the day. She was a Lance Armstrong. Did they get married or just dated?
They were dating.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's playing the Illinois State Fair this year,
Kyle.
Oh,
no.
She's dropped to new lows.
August 12th. What's interesting, and this is kind of to your point, Kyle, is she last played the Illinois State Fair 29 years ago. So as I see it, you play it on the way up the state fairs.
Yes.
And then you play them on the way down.
It's a launch pad and a landing pad all in one event.
I'm not sure why we aren't planning a birthday celebration there. Well, Sheryl Crow, State Fair.
Even better.
Nothing screams
guess
birthday.
Guess who's playing on August 16th?
Is it the Beach Boys? They normally hit that stage.
Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just have to book a hotel down there for the whole week.
Yeah. I bet you got to pay big money. All right. I got one more. And this one I just don't quite understand, but maybe you guys can help me with it. All right. So kind of tough to see here. And we got a circle. So this person's sitting on a plane, JD.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this thing going around TikTok. It's a seatbelt hack that makes it easier for plane travelers to sleep on planes.
Okay.
So what they're telling you to do here, so instead of just belting across your hip or your waist, you put your feet on the seat and bring your knees to your chest.
First of all, can't do that.
Right. Then you place the belt around your ankles.
Okay.
So now so it's almost like you're standing on the chair.
Yeah, I can picture it.
And then you put you rest your head on your knees, and apparently you sleep soundly doing this.
I don't buy that. But when you hit turbulence, you break both your ankles.
Also, I mean, I fly fairly frequently, and the vast majority of the time, I'm concerned that the person can use the seat buckle to go around their midsection.
Yeah.
Much less that they're getting it on their ankles.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is
yes
not realistic.
We
for
actually should have had a two scale seat and seat belt set up and seen if any of the three of us could even make this happen.
Because I
know
I
can't. I don't think so.
You don't think I could like sit with my knees up here?
I think
I could.
Let's think about that. That seat.
I think I could do it right here.
I don't think you could. And then I'm not saying anything about your flexibility. What I'm saying, that seatbelt is like 52 inches circumference
it's
if it's that far
enough
out.
Yeah.
You need an extension.
Enough.
Yeah. Right? You need the
right
little. They
would have to take it from the person sitting next to me.
The fat flexor.
So I got four things on that. So first of all, to our point, it doesn't look comfortable at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
And, secondly, it's a violation of federal regulations.
Yeah, does it count as your seats?
No, and you're subject to a fine of up to $35,000. And to Kyle's point, and yours too, you're likely thrown out of your seat if there's any turbulence.
Yes.
And here's the way my brain works. I'm pretty sure when you get up, your feet and legs are both asleep.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So there's no way you're walking off the plane.
No.
And God forbid you have to get off in a hurry.
And let's say that that's comfortable, like when you first set it up. It's not comfortable for hours to sit like in that little turtle
now
shell.
No, I sit like when I read my morning paper, enjoying my coffee with Wanda. I'll crisscross applesauce on the couch, which she thinks is weird.
Like full crisscross applesauce?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very bendy.
Yeah. Hmm. But I can't. I wouldn't.
I can't picture too many men that can just like.
I don't seatbelt myself in, though.
He actually jumps up in the air, rotates 180 degrees, and lands crisscross applesauce. It's amazing if you've never seen it.
And drinks his tea with his finger out.
It doesn't smell a drop of coffee. Yet can't open a thing of wine or a bottle of water down here without dosing both of us. Oh. We've lost him.
No, I was just looking at what's Pete's comment. What's he even talking about?
About that I didn't know. I couldn't think of any Sheryl Crow songs off the
top. Every day is a Rolling Stone.
Winding Road. Now whatever. I know one.
No.
Yeah.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Something about it.
Hey, Pete, give us one quick.
Yeah.
There's about.
Don't think about
it. She's an 8 or 9-time Grammy winner.
Didn't she sing the duet, the Photograph duet with Kid Rock?
No, that was.
She did.
Oh, was that her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did. I know that song then.
Well, those two are off the table. Pete's screwed. Mm.
All right. He's got nothing
after that.
That's
what we got today.
Nice, Bright. Nice. All right. This is always a tough transition for Carl.
There it is. Right there.
And he spelled rock, R-O-C, right of center. So clever.
Very clever.
All right. Time for a little segment that we call D-Bag of the week.
I thought we rebranded because of corporate.
Goofball. Now we call it Goofball of the week. And we're going to hit a couple subjects today. We're going to talk about the almighty penny.
May she rest in peace.
And we're going to talk about Apple.
Very good, Wanda.
I don't know that song for sure. Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, you do. If you heard it, you'd know it.
Dial it up and sing it to me.
Oh, I can't. It's Beck's in my head.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Okay, so let's do the lower hanging, less conversation one first.
Okay.
Apple. If you've updated to iOS 18.3, you're suddenly going to think to yourself, I don't get very much email anymore. And it's kind of great. And then a couple days later, you might log on to your computer instead of using an integrated mailbox like iOS puts you through. You go to Yahoo and you have 5,000 emails in your inbox because what Apple has done is applied AI to your messaging in your email, and they are filtering out crap that they don't think that you would want to see.
I didn't know about that because I don't use the integrated mailbox. I have a separate one for work and then my Gmail because I don't want them together.
You'll be very disheartened if you're used to seeing everything you're getting on your phone. You won't see it anymore unless you undo their AI filtering.
Is there postage here? Is there some kind of postage? Because I don't know what you guys are talking about.
By default, it's on. So if you don't realize
that's
what's going
wild.
On, you suddenly don't get hardly any emails.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be a problem.
Can I ask you a technical question really quick? I have my phone set up to automatic update.
Yeah,
it never updates.
It never does.
Okay.
No, it just tells you it's going to.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we'll catch you later tonight is what it says. And then you get up and it hasn't done it.
It didn't.
And then sooner or later you're on update 12 and we're on 18.3 bitching about AI.
And nothing's working.
All right. So now the penny. So I don't know if this was an executive order, but Trump wants to get rid of pennies. And he says because it costs 3 cents to mint a penny, and it's only worth a penny. Okay, fine. Whatever. But here's a couple of logistical things, because I like to think through the consequences of doing things. A couple things that come to mind. One, do all the pennies that are currently in circulation, how long do those take us down the road?
Right? 7,000 years. Think of all the jars and bottles of pennies people have.
Right, but like, if they were in being used and the mint was taking them out, like what is the real lifespan? Mm. I don't know how far we get once we stop making them. That's one question. The other question is now, I assume that means that everything that we buy now will be divisible by 5.
And everyone's going to round up.
Well, that's my point, yes. JD, and I'm glad that you went there too.
The show, we would agree they never round down.
No.
Well, but that's not fair to the consumer because if you're a business, and I would advocate that they should round down, but if you're a business and you're rounding everything up 2, 3, 4 cents, mm-hmm. that's significant.
Because,
and to a consumer, that's significant.
Yeah, because if you're that corporation and you round everything down,
you're losing tons of money.
So you take it up and figure consumers will either not buy, but
something's got to give there. There's got to be some give that the consumer gets a round down somewhere.
There's not ever going to be a round down.
All right. So then that leads me to my last question, which is, do we get rid of cash altogether?
So do you know what it costs to make a nickel?
7 cents.
14 cents.
Ooh. That's a dime and four pennies.
I want to know to Kyle's question, like, we just stopped making these things.
If we just went totally cashless, would that ever work?
Or if you even kept cash in circulation, who's running out of pennies?
Well, but...
And where?
Because they can't... They don't...
But it won't matter. It will be irrelevant that you have pennies if they start rounding to zero or five.
Well, you can use five pennies.
But if they just say we're not going to make them anymore, but everything, they're still out there.
Yeah.
If you don't take them out of circulation...
That's what I'm saying. I think if people start using them, then they start taking them out of circulation. The reason there are so many out there is because they're sitting in our coin
jars.
They're
now in the jar in my office.
And the other thing is, I think if they're no longer made, there'll be a thought process that, well, they'll be worth something now. Because they're not making them anymore. So they'll go further.
Yeah. Like the $2 bill.
Hide the one she gave me.
Carl, where's my penny? They'll go out of, it's, you know.
But is there some reason that you have to have hard currency? So Bitcoin obviously there's no solid currency in Bitcoin, and that has its place to play. But could we make the argument that we could get rid of the mint? We don't need to have any hard currency, that everything's done virtually.
Well, there's still a fair amount of people that don't even have a checking or savings account in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll say it has a disproportionate impact on people who, on less fortunate people who mm-hmm. still use cash. And that's where the issue comes in is, to your point, if everything I buy now, it gets rounded up 3 cents or 4 cents. Or more, why not?
Right.
611 becomes 620.
Right.
Oh, skip that 5 in there.
Right.
But I just don't know. It's kind of like if they stop making gas cars, when will they stop having
gas cars?
Yeah.
Having gas stations.
All right. So I'm going to talk to Peoria Pete's comment that he just made, which said we got rid of the half cent coin, but there were smaller options. If you get rid of the penny, there's nothing smaller.
Right.
So like the half cent coin's different. You can break it down below that. Penny, it's just gone.
No, you're thinking of a 50 cent. There was actually
a half cent.
Half a penny.
Like a half
back
penny.
In the 1800s, there was a half cent.
Oh, I thought I was sorry. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking of different.
And part of it, to what Pete's bringing up too, is before, like, a half cent was real money. Like a penny when it was made was like real money. Eventually it's become irrelevant because mm-hmm. of what things cost.
Well, I think actually when they retired the half cent, that's what led to the Great Depression, if I remember right. And that's when everything reset.
kind of talking about it. Do you know what a stamp costs now?
85 cents.
Is it really that much?
73.
You're not far.
I mean, think about that. I only noticed. I got to kind of manage things at my office. What are you mailing over there?
Yeah.
Email.
Honestly, the last time
if they don't
I
want
thought
an email,
about
have them come pick it up.
The last time I thought about what a stamp cost, it was in the 40s. It was like 44 mm-hmm. cents. So 73. Mm-hmm. We should understand what the inflation rate on stamps has been.
Oh, it's almost like buying a dozen eggs.
Everything comes back to the eggs. So I'm glad you had the thought I had, Jamie, because that was the first place my head went is I'm going to get screwed out of 4 cents on every purchase.
Yep.
Sons of bitches.
It's coming.
All right, we're going to move it on down the road to a little segment that we introduced not too long ago that, again, features our good friend JD. Why don't you tell the people what the segment is, Brian, what Carl works on these graphics.
So while I am spending my time coming up with all these news stories for the Brian's Riff, I also managed to get a couple of minutes to check out the advice columnists. And I find the best ones that I rebrand to bring to our friend JD, And sometimes she actually answers it before Kyle does. But she's very insightful, and I think the people like her advice.
I do, too.
I can't stop thinking about that waving person from last week.
Well, yes. Buckle up.
She pulled one of those on me right after the
show. Buckle up, JD. Why are you waving at me? All right. Dear JD, we have some friends who live 8 hours away, and they have been after us for the past few years to visit. A few weeks ago, we made the drive to see them and stayed 2 nights. Both mornings, they slept very late, rising after 10 a.m.
The host slept in.
We got up and made our own coffee, and that was the extent of the breakfast.
Okay.
We took them out to a restaurant dinner one night, and the next night, they ordered pizza and passed out flimsy paper plates.
I thought you were going to go pizza and passed out.
Flimsy. So we left the following morning after we again had to make our own coffee. They did manage to pull themselves out of bed to see us off. We stopped at a fast food restaurant on the way out. It felt disrespectful to me that we were not worthy of them getting up at a reasonable time, perhaps actually cooking something, and that aside, using something other than paper plates. Aww. Not only that, the two are constant quibblers. We are considering not making the effort to see them in the future. Am I being too picky and snobbish or expecting too much?
Okay, I am not going to lie. That woman just described my perfect visit to go stay with someone. Yeah. The worst part of sleeping at someone's house is the morning. I could get up and nobody else is up and I just make some coffee and hang out, perfect. And then if I don't have to get dressed to go out to eat and we eat some pizza at home, great. Like, none of that sounded bad to me. I would go visit those people more often, actually.
Based on that, she is being too snobbish. And,
yes.
Yeah, I think if you, like, 8-hour drive and you want to sleep in and you feel like they've been up for 2 hours before you show your face, that's not a comfortable thing. I think 10. Well, she said get up at a reasonable hour. Maybe 10 is a reasonable hour for them.
And are they coming out at 10 completely dressed and ready to start the day?
Right.
Because maybe they get up at 8 and then they have to go shower for an hour and a half.
Shower. So I think had they had a continental spread laid out and an automated coffee maker, that gets over some of these issues.
Maybe they tell them, hey, we're going to sleep in, make yourself coffee. There's food in the fridge.
If you want us before 10, you're on your own.
Yeah.
The paper plate thing is a little catty.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't mind paper plates.
Well, they were flimsy. They were
flimsy. I'm picturing like the Hefty commercial where it just falls in their lap.
On the school project.
Hefty.
Double them up. It kind of to your thought, when we stay at friends' homes, I'm thankful for the roof over my head and the fact that I'm saving $250 or $300 a night. I don't have expectations.
Yeah.
No. But to Kyle's point, maybe you're like, hey, we're going to sleep in. Do what you want in the morning. See when we get up.
But we will. I mean, there's got to be like a pastry on the counter or a bagel. Like if.
And who knows? Maybe they had just assumed this lady would grab some, but she didn't want to use their flimsy paper plates.
And Kyle always kind of comments that there's like something to be said about the person who's writing in for the advice.
Yes.
And the flimsy plates is kind of where I.
Yeah, yeah.
I agreed with Kyle as I was reading it. I'm like, yeah, the 10 a.m. is kind of goofy. Like they're only there for 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, get up a little earlier, you know, maybe plan something. But then when I saw the paper plate thing, I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm thinking this person's getting up at 9, showering and coming out ready to start the day.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me.
All right. Well, thank you.
Especially
again
if
for
you don't
advice.
See them that often. They got to put themselves together.
That's right. We don't know you well enough to be in our pajamas.
No, you'd be throwing biscuits over bathroom doors.
Not that kind of he gets hungry. Dear JD. Here's my second one. I am disabled and I use a walker to get around. While I am somewhat used to small children asking questions about my walker, I am surprised and even shocked when adults do. I was at an event recently when a woman I did not know asked, "So do you really need that thing? Do you? You just like having it, right?" Later on, my son and I were at a restaurant a couple weeks ago. As we were being escorted to our table, the host asked, "Why do you have that thing? Is it your back, your hips, your legs? What's the problem?" I replied, "Everything. It's everything." He laughed and says, "Oh, it's everything." JD, is there a polite response to these questions that these rude people ask me about my walker?
So I don't know about the response, but I am thinking, like, at this event where she's asked, like, is she on the dance floor and then, like, hobbling back with her walker?
Right, right, right.
Like, she had to have been doing something where this woman's not like, where this woman's like, hey, what's your problem? Why do you just have that with you?
Right.
I mean, like, are there people that rude, though?
Well, and how does she find all of them?
Right.
Like, you would live in a world of, your perimeter is all assholes for some reason.
Well, maybe she's a walker with 4-inch heels.
Well, there has to be something that's triggering.
Well, and I will say, I agree with that. I will say, too, the guy at the restaurant technically didn't ask about the walker. He was asking what was wrong with her.
And maybe he thought that was polite.
Yeah. Like, maybe let me find a way to help you out more.
HIPAA.
Yeah.
Does your back hurt? Can I give you a backrest? Is it your legs? Right. What can I do for you?
I'll give you a quarter to rub your corn or bunion.
Bunion.
Ew.
I thought that for sure in that letter there was going to be a mention of tennis balls being on it, and that that was a problem with kids that couldn't understand why those are on there. But that's a tough one. I can't believe that. It almost portrays that her daily life is insults from the community around her, and I can't believe it's quite that bad.
No, and for her question, is there a polite way? No, you just keep it short. Just be like, it's my back. Move on.
I'm old. Yeah. How about I'm old. Yeah. Good times. No, I don't think we really solved any problems that time around, but that's all right.
Might have.
Is there actually a technology that is better than the tennis ball that you can purchase for your walker?
Well, they come with, here's the reason people put those on there is because they slide. They come with rubber bottoms so you don't scratch the floor and you can actually stop it. The dangerous thing about the tennis balls is if there's wheels on the front and tennis balls and you get too far out in front of your skis, you're going
and
face
you're
down.
You're pushing your life alert waiting for someone to come get you.
Not ideal.
Plus, it makes you look sporty.
Right. Which is good.
I watch Wimbledon. All right. Let's find this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Our last segment is brought to me, brought to you, brought to the people by our good friends at Manly Bands. Manly Bands with unique materials like dino bone, meteorite, historic military materials, and much more. Go to manlybands.com, a band for every man. Manlybands.com. Say no to boring.
Manly Bands. Oh, yeah.
And as JD told you, 25% off your order. Who would pass that up? Just type in Get Some Sports 13 when you get your kick-ass ring from Manly Bands.
It is a steal.
I tell you, I've never felt more manly than with this hat on.
That's what I thought when I saw it.
When he put that hat on, there was a Manly Band representative. It was one of their lawyers was in the green room, and he said, could you take your Manly Band off, please?
Yes. We don't want to water down the brand.
All right, Bri, let's talk about this last segment. What's it called? Remind me.
It's called Know Your High School Nicknames, Kyle and J.D.
And how do we play Know Your High School Nicknames?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the mascot, or Carl's going to show us the mascot. He's bringing it up on the screen. I'm going to give you the nickname. And then the A-plus answer is if you can give me the high school. The B-plus answer is if you can give me the town it's in or city.
Sitting out of the state.
And then the C is the state. Yeah, C is the state. And I tell you what, for the people who've been listening and you who've, I know we've been a little bit later. You know, some of you sleep in or go to bed early. They've been doing pretty good.
Yeah. We got a system going. Yeah.
So, but I think I got them this week. I think I got them.
All right.
So there it is. The nickname is the Nimrods.
Okay. It looks like Abe Lincoln's in his beard from here.
It kind of looks like a...
looks like King Triton.
Ooh, I like that. I was going to say it looks like a lumberjack, but he's got like a feather. It's a hat with feathers in it, like a headdress, and that's like a raccoon's tail. So it's like a woodsy outdoorsman kind of looking guy. Now, what I can't help but notice is what's behind him really has to be a W. Does it not?
I can't tell from here. It looks like a hand from here.
Let me give it to you this way. It's definitely a W.
Okay.
So are we in Washington State or are we in Washburn High School?
Oh.
Or both?
I don't think it's me. I think it's going to be... The W is going to be the high school.
You think
name.
It's the high school? That's probably yeah. right. So where would we find a Paul Bunyan outdoorsy guy that maybe has a little Native American influence? It's tough.
Or a Nimrod, if you will.
I can't remember what Nimrod meant. I used to actually know
it means stupid.
No, but it means something else, too.
You know what? You're going to find out.
All right. Where are we lumberjacking?
I like where you guys are going there. I do.
I could go anywhere... Iowa and north, and then out to the West Coast. That's my plot of the U.S.
Minnesota,
Montana, Idaho, Washington State. I could be good with any of those. The Dakotas. I could play any of those.
Logo is upside down. Maybe it's really an M.
Well, now it's not Minnesota, so
could be Wisconsin. I think you're right, though. It's probably that's not helping us with the state. All right, so let's pick one of those states in that quadrant.
Okay.
What are you going with?
Let's go North Dakota.
North Dakota. And not a lot of people know this town, but it's Wabasha,
like
North
that.
Dakota. And this is Wabasha High School in North Dakota.
Yep. Wabasha Nimrods.
Yes.
That right. sounds like a win.
I love it.
What do we got, Bri?
So the Nimrods.
Yes.
Are in Watersmeet High School.
Ooh.
In Watersmeet, Michigan.
Oh!
You weren't lying about the M.
So they're in the UP is where they're at.
You got to give us our fair three buzzes.
Okay. So the typical definition of a Nimrod... is what Kyle went. It's an idiot.
But it means something else, too.
Jerk or inept person.
Oh.
Like you, Nimrod.
Yeah, you're a Nimrod.
That's
yeah.
what we're familiar with.
Uh-huh.
So
that's what we call Jason a lot of times.
Now, the Watersmeet folks, in 1904, they decided in this they were influenced by the Bible.
Oh.
In the Old Testament, Kyle.
Yes.
Nimrod is a mighty hunter before the Lord.
Wow.
So since Watersmeet is in the Ottawa National Forest, Nimrod is very apropos because there's a lot of hunters
yeah.
for the waterfowl, deer, and beer. No, not beer, bear.
Bears. Bears.
Of course, I'm sure their opponents have fun with the Nimrod name.
Yes, for yeah. sure.
They're not hunters. They're idiot jerks or inept
they
persons.
They have to be Nimrods to think anyone would think that was a good idea to name their school.
Well, right, and it's hard to believe it's stuck.
Correct.
121 years ago, that meant something to be a Nimrod.
Yeah. You know, when we described where would you find a lumberjack
you had
and
it.
Someone
you
with Native American... Close. Michigan should have been right there, right there. But we were thrown off by the stupid W.
I know. I'm disappointed.
Ugh. Well, you know what they say, guys. Once a Nimrod,
always a Nimrod.
Love it.
That's going to do it for today's show, guys.
Man, I cannot wait to get on a sled and go bye-bye in the snow tonight.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for calling in. Hope you had a great Wednesday. We're happy to have you with us. When you're out and about, do something good out there.